This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. In one corner, the multi-billion dollar Great Lakes fishing and tourism industries. In the other, a fish, a bony and most unwelcome fish known as the Asian carp. Sometime in the next couple of weeks, the Army Corps of Engineers is set to tell Congress how it plans to keep the invasive carp out of the Great Lakes. But as you know, one person's unwelcome guest is another person's business opportunity. Adam Allington has that story from St. Louis Public Radio.
When the French explorer Père Marquette traveled down the Illinois River in 1673, his journal tells of encounters with monstrous fish, so large they nearly overturned his canoe. In all likelihood, the fish Marquette was talking about were channel catfish. But nearly 340 years later, fisherman Josh Haven says another monster now harasses boaters on the Illinois, the Asian carp.
Oh, everybody hates them, except for people that shoot them and stuff like that. I hate them when I'm trying to tube with my kids, but then when we're trying to shoot them, I like them. So it's a love-hate thing.
Bow fishing for jumping carp may be fun, but the sheer volume of carp, which average around 40 pounds, is crowding out native fish. So much, in fact, that in parts of the river, 8 out of every 10 fish is an Asian carp. Originally from China, fish farmers in the South began importing Asian carp in the 1970s to help clean their commercial ponds. The fish have since spread up the Mississippi and tributaries like the Illinois. They're an ecological threat, to be sure, but some are starting to see them as an asset.
We should be thinking about the invasive species as opportunities to focus on economic development.
Mark Miller's the director of the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. Speaking recently to residents in the tiny river town of Grafton, Illinois, just northeast of St. Louis, Miller says he's bullish on carp in part because of new companies like Grafton's American Heartland Fish Products, which hopes to start processing and selling carp later this year.
I mean, who else can take lemons and turn them into lemonade like providing an opportunity for 39 jobs here in this community? That's what we're doing with the Asian carp.
Carp are considered too bony for American tastes, but they're wildly popular in China, where pollution's made many fish unsafe to eat. Demand for carp has lured Chinese investors to the U.S. to strike export deals. Investor Liu Shu-Wu was also on hand in Grafton to announce a partnership with American Heartland to ship 35 million pounds of carp to China over the next 3 years.
And I want to thank the mayor and the American Heartland Fish.
Speaking through an interpreter, Lou thanked the community for the investment opportunity. The fish caught here will be marketed as Upper Mississippi wild-caught carp, with so much energy they can jump.
Thank you.
So far, however, Chinese demand hasn't necessarily meant profits for U.S. producers.
You just absolutely can't make any money. The margins are too close.
Steve McNitt is the sales manager for Schaefer Fish in northwest Illinois. He says Schaefer experimented with selling carp to China, but at 45 cents per pound, the price was too low to cover costs and turn a profit.
I'm telling you the truth. There is absolutely no way you can do it for that kind of money, even if they gave you the fish, the fishermen. But they have to be paid. You know, it's quite expensive to fish.
Economics aside, many ecologists also warn that building an industry on the backs of an invasive species might only further establish the carp in American rivers. But Ben Allen of American Heartland Fish says he expects to not only control the population of carp, but ultimately to beat it back.
We want to move these fish out of the river, and we're going to attract people that have large boats and that want to go out and work hard and bring in a lot of weight.
Allen doesn't see China as the sole market for his carp. He says new rendering technology will also allow his company to tap into the booming trade for fish meal used in animal feed and omega-3 fish oil. In St. Louis, I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.